This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KVIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. Along with these updates, the Faith and Values Desk also has a website, ColumbiaFaithandValues.com. More than 30 people from different faith backgrounds around the community write for the site. Each of them has a fascinating faith story to share. Portia Williams is one of those writers, and she joined me in the studio. Portia, in your first piece, which you wrote back in September, you described yourself as a raised Christian converted to pagan woman. Tell me a little bit more about Kemeticism, the path of paganism you practice.
Basically, it's ancient Egypt. It's some of the practices that came from that time. You're looking more along the lines of your beginning Isis, beginning with Thoth, beginning with several other big names.
You also wrote that you were up against every metaphysical, psychological, and cultural wall you could possibly conceive of. And I want to talk about some of those walls. First, tell me about the challenge of converting.
Most of the challenges came from my own family, actually. My father was raised by someone who was from New Orleans, Louisiana, originally, and they believed in voodoo. But paganism, when you say the word pagan, Kemetic, or otherwise, their immediate thought is devil worship. My father is a Southern Baptist. My mother is a Methodist. I was baptized Methodist, and they don't see that there is any other religion other than that. They don't recognize it. And anything else they consider is not, you know, sticking with something that's going to save your soul. I'll put it that way.
There's also a cultural element you've written about as an African-American woman. Tell me more about that.
The African-American community is so small where I live in Mexico, Missouri. They're very tight-knit. Everyone goes to church every Sunday. You either go to the Methodist church, the Lutheran church, or you go to the Baptist church. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and everyone knows and sees everyone. So to not see me there, knowing that I was raised in that church, and then to realize why, because I'm very open about it, that was hard on my parents. That was something that they won't acknowledge with their friends. And it was hard on me because it alienated me more.
And I know the internet has been quite helpful to you. How has the internet helped give you a sense of community?
I think that one of the biggest things, since I am solitary, a solitary practitioner, I don't have a place that I can go to, you know, like, say, the Unitarian Universalist Church or somewhere else that is more open. And the internet has given me access to the reading materials I need, to people who aren't charlatans, people who actually have been studying this for years. It's given me outlets to people at other universities, people at other churches around the world, and access to getting in touch with them and getting the knowledge I need to make my own decisions.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. For more from this conversation and to read Portia Williams' writing, go to ColumbiaFaithandValues.com. I'm Kelly Catraba. Thanks for tuning in.